I'm Jamie Seeker, and this is What It Takes. Each episode, I sit down with real business owners to talk about their journey, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Today on What It Takes, I'm so excited to sit down with someone who's tackled one of the most frustrating parts of entrepreneurship. What happens when you finally sell your business or a big asset, and then Uncle Sam shows up with a huge tax bill? Brett Swartz, you can see, is getting set up and ready for us over here. He is the founder of Capital Gains Tax Solution. He's based out of St. Augustine, Florida, and he's not only a commercial real estate broker and deferred tax sales expert, but also a podcast host. He's a speaker and thought leader in the financial planning world, especially when it comes to high net worth individuals. But like many of our guests, Brett's path wasn't linear. After starting in real estate and facing some serious setbacks during the 2008 crash, he made it his mission to understand and solve the problem of capital gains tax. And now he's built a thriving business helping clients legally defer taxes and preserve their wealth for future generations. So today we're going to get into the personal side of that journey, what drove him, what nearly stopped him, and what it really takes to build a business like this from the ground up. Brett, welcome to the show.
Jamie, grateful to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's just start with your story, okay? How did you go from real estate broker to tax strategist? What was that moment that kind of like shifted everything for you?
Yeah, it was a story of a Steve who's married to his wife and two kids. And he lost everything, zero to 50 million and back to zero bankruptcy, lost his marriage, and he stopped having time to spend time with his kids. And so it flashed me back to my beginning days of my parents being very successful in real estate in the Bay Area of California, houses, all the cool things you can imagine. And then the divorce happened. And, you know, my brother and I, we didn't have time with my dad. In fact, we spent 90% of time with my mom and love my mom. But, you know, we saw the brutal reality of how financial worlds can destroy, you know, marriages and can destroy just time with family and legacy. And so, yeah, so I remember Steve losing it all and I'm going, man, there's got to be a better way for someone to exit when they have massive capital gain on a business or real estate without having to be forced into these old kind of restricted strategies of 1031 exchanges and knowing like, wow, there is a better way. And that's what we figured out. And once we were able to figure that out, we say, if there's a way to help the Steves of this world and his wife and his kids to have stayed together, you know, maybe that's, you know, could have, you know, brought them back together. Then I want to, you know, dedicate my rest of my working career to helping those kind of families.
Well, yeah, there's something that stood out to me there. Can you explain what a deferred sales trust is in a way that like the average business owner can understand?
Yeah. And so it's an installment sale with a trust. So when you take credit out, or if you're a business owner and you borrow from the bank or you borrow from somebody, you pay them back over time. And the government lets you to be the bank and on a sale of an asset and defer tax until you get paid back. So on the sale of a property or a business or Bitcoin, you can basically, instead of taking all the cash up front and paying tax, you can say, hey, I'll loan it to a trust and the trust can pay you back over time. And then you slowly pay tax. And so that's the beauty of this. It's super flexible and it really just gives people freedom, would unlock what we call truly passive income and have all kinds of ability to be out of debt, diversified liquidity, which is honestly what Steve was facing. He had too much debt. He didn't have liquidity. He didn't have diversification. And that's where the house of cards of all the $50 million worth of real estate just collapsed and he went to zero. So that's, we want to prevent that by giving all of the, you know, all of the benefits of the deferred sales trust.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that house of cards collapse. You've talked about how the 2008 crash affected you. What lessons did you take from that period that still guide you today as well?
Yeah, so personally, my wife and I, we're newly married, you know, and all the hopes and dreams of a newly married couple and quickly flat on our financial back. You know, I actually graduated in May of 2007 and then quickly the market kind of starts to turn. So I was a brand new broker working at Marcus & Millichap, trying to help people buy multifamily properties, do 1031 exchanges, all that cool stuff. And I went like from making a little bit of money and having momentum to like zero overnight. And it wasn't just me. It was all the other guys that were making $500,000 or $1 million a year. They were making zeros too. And so part of me was, you know, I think humbled quickly, but I also fell in love with the business. So I did what every good entrepreneur or wannabe does. You get a side hustle. My side hustle was Cheesecake Factory nights and weekends, selling avocado egg rolls. And my wife, our baby on the way, was our focus on a full-time mom. And so we moved with my brother, in a small condo. And I had to borrow, we literally went broke and we had to borrow $5,000 from my dad just to keep, you know, lights on. And so I'll never forget like the clarity of it, because what was wild is everything else was great. Marriage is great, healthy baby, great with family. I actually was loving work when I was growing and learning. You know, faith was strong. Financially, though, we were flat on our back. And looking back, it's a good thing because it clarified what was really meaningful for us. And it also helped us to develop a grit factor for our marriage and our family and our finances, because we had to. And fast forward, we have five kids now, and we live down here in Florida from California. We moved a couple of years ago. And now all we do is, you know, train and coach people on how to unlock truly passive income, mostly using deferred sales trust. And that's really the game changer here. We've been able to do it. She's been full-time with a parent with the kids. I've been able to do Cheesecake Factory, retired from that. And yeah, so it's been a journey. You know, honestly, it was a wild journey. I did nights and weekends at a basketball tournaments. I would be the bouncer, you know, for AAU basketball tournaments. So I played in college. So I connected like my old college with the AAU local guy. So like, basically I call it the honey badger mentality. You got to go into a spot where you're like, I'll do whatever it takes, 70-hour weeks. And I still stayed at Marcus & Millichap. And so I didn't stop working there. And that's when I learned these ninja tricks for tax deferral, because it was during this season that helped me to say, well, how do I help my clients and how do I help me grow my business? And while I was working those other things nights and weekends. And so I think it's the power of and. If you're in this tough position, you're listening to this, realize that it's not an or thing. Like, I didn't say, oh, let me go work this thing. I said, how do I do both? How do I continue to grow, stay in the game, Marcus & Millichap, early mornings, nights and weekends, work the side hustle, move them with brother, you know, I get my wife on board. Like, so it was a number of things that all happened. There's ways to do it if you get creative and you have some family support.
Yeah, I hope that listeners really were tuned in to that section, because I connected to like five different things right off the bat of just identifying. So I'm like, okay, which direction do we want to take this? But the one that stood out to me the most was kind of your support system. Is I love that you kind of, I actually haven't spoken to anybody that was entering into their career right at that moment, right? Like I did it, I'm a little bit older than you. So I had some time in the, like, you know, the opposite, where everybody was booming and things were really, really great. And then I had to kind of like reassess. And so my perspective was really different, but I love that perspective of like, hey, I'm just starting out. I don't know any better. So this was like our baseline of where it just kind of created that grit and like the rest, you know, kind of set the tone for this is how we're going to live now. Cause we had to go from this to this and like restructure everything, you know, with just how the timing of that happened for me in my life. But listening to that. So the thing that stood out to me though, was in starting off that way, I love that you were talking about how you had your own community. So you had your basketball community and AAU. So you're like, okay, cool, I can ref. You also had your family. You had a strong family support. So you're like, hey, we're in this together. Let's all live together. And dad, you know, is there for monetary support. I'm sure other things as well. So like, it's also about coming in with really strong support systems, because when you face these things, you know, you've got to lean on other people and you can't really do it alone. So that being said, you know, you started off, you said, in California in Folsom, and now you're in Florida. How did you, like, your network changed, right? Like your location changed. So I'm assuming everything in that changed. How did you build that business once you changed your whole entire network and all of your supports, just from a location standpoint?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is podcast and YouTube channel and the ability to serve clients across the country. That opened up a whole world of like not just serving the local community for multifamily Sacramento. And then second part of that would be the ability to have homeschooling as our lifestyle for our kids. So we didn't have to feel like we're ripping them out of like their super core communities. We have five kids and we run at kind of different pace than most families. And so it was sort of like, actually like, this is a new adventure that we could all do together. And it's honestly been the you know, besides marrying my wife and then accepting Jesus into my heart and having five kids, like, best decision you've ever made. By the way, we love California. Like it's forever our home. But we literally grew up in, I met my wife in high school. We grew up in the same town, you know, all of the support, everything. We had the five kids, like, boom. And then it just felt like there's something more for our family. There's something more. There's something about moving to a new place that, you know, nobody, no family. I had really no friends. I mean, I actually had a company now that I'm like family now that I work with, and but basically knew nobody showing up, and then all of a sudden just seeing the ability to grow in that, and so that's been actually a whole nother, like, we could do a whole nother podcast on just that piece of alone. Been pretty incredible. So, but I think without podcasting, without recurring revenue income stream, without the ability to be national and do a lot of things virtual, no, I would have probably been pretty stuck to the local real estate market and selling deals there.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, the technology that we have nowadays, just taking advantage of it, leveraging it. You know, you're obviously on our podcast, so we get it. It is really important to utilize all of the resources that you have to get out there, right? So let's just kind of circle back to financial planning. What sort of mistakes do you see business owners or even real estate investors make when they're preparing to sell?
Yeah. So A, they don't have a plan, and or they're waiting to the last minute to plan, and then they don't realize what options they have. And so I think getting really crystal clear on what matters the most. A lot of things matter when you sell. A lot of things matter to our financial plan, our exit planning, but what matters to you the most? And what matters to your, you know, you're married, your spouse the most? What matters to the family the most? And how does that fit in with your family mission, vision, values? If you don't have family mission, vision, values, I don't want to discourage you, but I didn't either until about a year ago, until I got coaching and, like, you know, training on this. And I'm like, wow, you're right. We have it for our companies. We have it for our businesses. We have it in, you know, all the, why won't we have it for our families? And so taking the time to establish those, you know, family rhythms and meetings, and then it help, everything else is kind of, you know, starts to become secondary to that. And so now it comes to your exit. All right, well, how do we accomplish more of our family mission, vision, values? Well, one of our family mission, vision, or values and our core goal is to spend 1,000 extraordinary days in 100 unique locations with our children before they're 18. Okay. So we set a number on this, and we're probably like at, I think, a number like 330. In fact, we just spent 30 days of all of June doing this. We did like 9 days in California. We did another 10 days in Montana. We did another like 7 days in South Dakota, another like 7 days in North Carolina, and about 30 days, and all like extraordinary, you know, new places, new experiences, incredible stuff. So, well, how do we get there? Well, we establish a business that gives us the lifestyle to be able to do that. Okay. And you keep backing it up. Well, then, well, how might someone who's exiting get there? Well, their business or their real estate might be consuming a large percentage of their time, energy, and stress. So, okay. So, well, what is that truly passive income number that would alleviate your all of that time, energy, and stress? Most people, it's $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month. Okay, once you have that in mind, you say, all right, upon my exit, if there's a way to defer tax, have an extra 20 to 50% more proceeds, guess what? I can get there maybe 20 to 50% faster because I can exit at a price now that otherwise I would have had to pay tax for and then invest and get passive income. So we back it all the way up and say, invest, defer the tax, and still get passive income on the full amount. So we'll give you an example. Let's bring it to life. I had a client, $2.5 million sales price of a multifamily property in Sacramento, California. Their NOI was about $120,000. And here's the challenge, though. Their ROT, their return on time, wasn't great because Warren is spending time and energy, this is the husband, driving back and forth on the weekends to take care of the property, 4 or 5 hour drives. Now he has, Catherine, him and his wife, they have two daughters, twin daughters, 10 years old. And he's saying, I got a bad trade here. I got three T's over here, toilets, trash, termites, and I'm trading them for two T's, my two twin daughters. Why am I doing that? My ROT is completely off-centered. And so I sit down with Warren and Catherine. I say, Warren and Catherine, what matters to you the most? And they say, spending time with our daughters before they're 18. Wow, what a concept, right? That implies with my values and my family, their values, probably 99% of all the parents listening to this values, hopefully 100%. And you go, all right, well, how do we do that, Warren? well, we sell the property, but guess what? Massive tax, $1 million. And so they're like, well, how do we solve that? Well, they have 15 problems, 15 units. They don't need a 1031 exchange and get 30 problems. They've got 15 problems, but they don't need 30, right? So we said, why don't we build an entirely different plan? Let's, you know, like Apple says, think different, right? Steve Jobs says, think different. Let's sell, let's defer your tax. Let's build a plan that's truly passive. We define that as no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Kenny Chesney sitting on the beach with your guitar, okay? And you have this truly passive income, which is truly what Robert Kiyosaki has taught us to do, get us in that fourth quadrant. But most get stuck in the first, second, and third quadrant and never unlock the fourth quadrant. So we basically accelerate that fourth quadrant. And now, guess what? Here's the outcome. Their NOI went from 120 to 190. We increased their cash on cash by 60%. Their ROT went through the roof, return on time. He no longer has to spend his time in the toilets, trash, and termites. And then just last week, they flew their entire family out to a family conference, wealth conference with us. And their daughters got to meet my daughters, right? And we got to hang out as families. And they're like, this has transformed our life. This is not just about 120 to 190. We now have truly passive income. We have more time and energy. And so, like, you see how simple this becomes once you get really clear on a couple things: truly passive income, family mission, vision, values, and then how do we get there as quickly as possible? Do not wait. Time is too short.
That's so good. And I'm actually, with your permission, going to take that ROT and use it as a KPI for, that's a lot of what we do. Like, we measure a lot of ROI. Everybody measures ROI, or you should be measuring ROI. If you're a business owner, please don't spend time without knowing what you're getting back for your business. But that being said, the ROT is actually where we spend a lot of our time in some of our solutions. And so I think we need to turn that into a very, we already measure it in a way, but we just don't use that term. That's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that's, what are some key questions if somebody's in this position? What should they ask their advisor or CPA or, you know, whoever their financial person is before they sell a business or property? Because I don't know that every financial person thinks the way that you're thinking with the end in mind and the goal in mind, and then working the strategy backward. A lot of them, I think, are like, hey, here's the plan. Step one, two, three. And it's very cookie cutter. At least that's been my experience. I don't want to speak on an industry as a whole, or, you know, I'm sure you guys have a lot of colleagues that are doing wonderful work in this area too. But I'm hearing a unique perspective that if you're an owner or somebody who's in this seat, in this position, like Warren or anybody else, what do they need to be asking to, you know, get to where they need to go?
I think this is the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs, real estate owners make when they exit. They think that by hiring a financial advisor, that's going to solve their ROT, ROI, truly passive income. But the challenge is they made all their wealth in a business or in real estate. They typically didn't all make it on the stock market, okay? And all of a sudden, they're shifting their entire world and putting their majority of their net worth with someone who has great intentions and even probably a great plan and are brilliant. And by the way, we work with amazing financial advisors. And by no means am I saying don't use a financial advisor. In fact, I want diversification. I want liquidity. I want an amazing team to help you execute this on a high level. But what happens is you lose what's called certainty of conviction. You know where we get certainty of conviction, Jamie, is the stuff that we know, like, and trust and are the best in the world at, right? So we work with purpose-driven entrepreneurs and investors that are looking to exit and multiply their freedom and impact. And what I found is if we can keep as much of that in their world, and so if they're selling real estate, how can we be in passive real estate? Not that they have to actively do it, but passive. And so in Warren Catherine's example, we put them in passive real estate debt, okay? That was double-digit returns. That was truly passive, and it was a fund, okay, through the way we structured it, all tax deferred with the trust. Like, it's incredible. That's how we were able to increase their NOI from $120,000 to about $190,000, a lot of it into real estate debt. We also bought dollar cost average into real estate deals that were dropping by 10, 30, 20, and 30%, stuff that was stressed. And so we got some good, you know, solid basis on some investment opportunities. We had another client do a $13 million exit in San Diego, and we put a big chunk of that into Bitcoin at $40,000 a coin. Okay. So it's not just real estate to real estate, it's real estate to Bitcoin. Okay, we also had a client who sold Bitcoin for $5 million and exited, deferred all the tax, and invested into business, all tax deferred. So it's asset diversification at your own timing based upon how and where you have made money is what I believe is the certainty of execution that keeps the emotional aspect from panic selling when the market shifts. And so the way we do that is the way we approach the business is we're actually real estate investment advisors. In fact, Tony Robbins wrote a book on this recently, and he went back and studied the last 35 years of investing, and he found that the term alternative is usually for like businesses and real estate has been kind of, let's just say, sold to us by Wall Street, that we're the alternative, right? And the other side, the stocks, bonds, mutual funds is the primary, right? And the other one's the alternative risky one, right? And so maybe do 10 or 20% and private equity or businesses and real estate, but really should keep 80% in this 60-40 stocks and bonds, you know, mutual fund kind of deal, right? And I'm going, well, I think it's the opposite. In fact, Tony Robbins found the same thing. He said that the average return over 35 years is about 14.5% compared to the stock market is about 9.5%. So that delta is massive. Now, it takes sophistication and smart folks. You want to be wise about this. You want to be an accredited investor, these different things that are a part of this. But the point is, you want to have a dream team with a great financial advisor, a great real estate investment advisor, a great tax and legal team, right? You're basically building fractional family offices is really what we do, our superpower. And then we execute the plan at the whole, but we don't want to just move someone from being a fish who swam in business and real estate to all of a sudden jumping into the stock market and trying to climb a tree. It just is the disconnect. So that's one of the biggest mistakes and the biggest encouragement is to make sure you have a balanced team and a balanced approach.
Yeah, and you're a really big part of that team too. You've got to be educated and know kind of what you're doing and listen to people that are, like you said, like thinking with a purpose first and are purpose driven and take your strategy, you're backing the strategy out from that end result. I think that's very evident, I think, in what you're saying too.
Like, yeah, and let me add to that, right? So this is so cool. This is so key, right? Truly passive income. This is really, really important, right? Focus like a laser on this. We believe is to your freedom and impact as compounding interest is to your money. Okay. And too often as business owners, entrepreneurs, real estate owners, we have diluted focus, which means we get diluted results. And that's a quote from Rory Vaden, who's one of my coaches, okay? Diluted focus gets diluted results. We've been taught 7 different income streams, okay? Well, I would argue, yes, once you've made your truly passive income, you've made your millions, then yes, you want to diversify in 7 different income streams. But if you look at all the big folks like Amazon, where do they start out with at first? Did they have all of these different businesses? No, they had one. Books, yeah. Right? Yeah. Even Elon Musk, what did he start out with? Well, he started PayPal, right? So like you look at this and you say, become the best at what you do and build up this massive Bitcoin or business or real estate, exit and establish truly passive income, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 a month of certainty of conviction that's coming in. Do nothing else until that's established, okay? Once that's established, this is the coolest part. It frees you up to be able to say, wow, I've got this, our number, by the way, is about 30,000 a month. And my wife and I's number, our numbers to get there in about 3 years. And we're about 25% of the way there. And boom, once it starts coming in, now everything else can be go to the next thing. What we in fact, ROI, or you like, if you like ROT, you like this new ROI. Instead of return on investment, it's now return on impact. Okay. Oh. And you go, I've got my truly passive income number. We're set. Man, every day I'm going to work, I am here to just help the MVPs, right? The most vulnerable people. And I'm going to go make this massive impact right now. So everything I'm pouring into is to help the most vulnerable people. And for some people, our hearts break for different things in this world. What is it for you, right? So Warren and Kathy, this is kind of bringing the story full circle. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina at the Omni. If you've ever been there, go there. It's a beautiful place. We're at this massive resort and we're walking around the golf course. And I'm talking to Warren. I'm like, hey, Warren, how's it been? He's like, Brett, it's transformed my life working with you and the strategy and the team. Great. What can we do better? Here's some things we can be working on. Awesome. What's your plan? Well, I kind of, you know, we're pretty much set. We're in a good spot. We're all these things. I'm thinking about pulling back a little bit here. I go, well, you could do that. But you could also say, what if we took that same tranche of money, move it over here, double or triple the cash on cash return, and here's what you do with it. Not that you're going to live on it because you're pretty much set, but you're going to work with your daughters to find places to place it for the MVPs that you guys want to help out. Okay. And you're going to train them to be stewards with the wealth over the next number of years before they're 18. Hmm. And he's like, oh yeah. It's like, so we got to get out of our individual box of just the TPI. That's number one, get that done. But after that, it's like, we're set. Now let's go ROI.
Now, legacy work. So that's awesome. I'm going to end us there. I think I can talk. We've so many branches we could go off of this. And hopefully if you were listening, you're getting a lot out of that. But we ask this signature question to all of our guests. And I can't wait to ask you, in your business experience and everything that you've been through, tell us what it takes.
So, gosh, it takes a lot, but I would say it also takes a little. It takes a little bit of faith that God's given you a gift to go make an impact in this world. To not just make an impact, but to literally change the world. You know, Jesus says, with the mustard seed side of faith, you can move mountains, right? You know, I believe we've all been given a certain gift, right? And this gift has been given us to be a blessing and a help, an impact for the world. And when you believe that, you know, to your core, right? And there's always doubts and different challenges, right? It takes the pressure off of you because it's all in His hands, and we're just here to walk faithfully. So it's a lot in the sense of, wow, it can overwhelm, but it's also just a little. So it's a little mustard seed of faith. So practically, what does that mean? Okay, well, get really clear on your strengths, right? Have you taken strength finders? Get really clear. You know, I'm a Christian, so for me, we take a spiritual gift test. Get really clear on your spiritual gift test. Get really clear on your personality type, right? Get really clear on like what God's calling you to do. Like if you're praying, you should be praying. If you're a believer, ask Him, what do you want me to do? Right? Or, hey, what's the one thing that I'm believing about myself that's not from you? Get to the core identity of who you are and what you're created to do. The Bible says that God has created a good work for us to do. Before the creation of the world, He knew what Jamie's work was, what Brett's work was. Like, He's literally created this masterpiece of work. And He's like, wow, would you step into this? Would you go after this with all your heart, right? This good work, right? That's prepared in advance before the creation of the world. Like, my mind explodes. And so every day this year, actually, my theme is time. And this is the theme that the Lord's put on my heart, like the urgency of time. And I'm listening to a Billy Graham 5-minute motivational clip. It's called, look up Billy Graham, like time. Anyways, and he talks about this and he says, you know, time, it's like vapor. Like it's just, it's, you know, time on this side of earth, it's like vapor. It's fleeting away. There's 168 hours per week. Like, and it's like right now, the urgency of time. And so I think it takes the understanding and the deep belief in the gift that God's given you. It takes the urgency of time and it takes the faith that, you know, he's empowered you for a great work. And then you sum all of that up with, you know, make sure you have others praying and supporting you. Kind of, and make sure that you're listening to what God wants you to do. And then you build systems and people and processes and you fight through the challenges of all the things. You hire the who, not be the how. I mean, we can go on all that other stuff. But if you're not centered in your identity and what God's given you, then it's going to be very challenging to do the rest.
Amen. I wholeheartedly agree. I agree with all of that. And I think that when you're clear on that, it makes everything else that you're doing just... you're just executing it. You're executing your mission and like whatever it is that you're gifted to do. So I think, guys, if you got a lot from this, I feel like it was such a powerful conversation with Brett. It's clear he's not just passionate about tax strategy. He's passionate about helping people win with their wealth, avoid the painful mistakes he saw firsthand, you know, starting off. And whether you're a business owner thinking about selling or someone who just wants to understand the power of good planning, Brett's insights, I think, were really invaluable today. Brett, if people are looking for you, where can they find you and your company and things that you're working on?
Yeah, all things for checking out and connecting with us, you go to brettswartz.com. And if you have like a live deal where you're like, hey, I got $1 million net proceeds, $1 million gain, it needs to be a larger sale to sell, and you want to look at some no-cost consultation planning, you can go to capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. We also got a book you can find at both websites. It's called Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. Again, you've built your company, your business, your investments for 5, 10, 50, 20 years, whatever. spend 5 hours with us, build a plan. You'll have an extra 20 to 50% compound your wealth and impact. We also have Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank in the book, and then Tony Robbins, CPA, in the book, which is pretty cool. So we have some chapters that they're writing and talking about wealth and business and all this kind of cool stuff. So it's not just geeking out on tax book. It's actually a pretty cool entrepreneurial book.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So as always, thank you for tuning in to What It Takes. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to share it with someone who would get value from it. And don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss the next story of what it takes to build a business. Thanks for tuning in.
This podcast is brought to you by Seeker Solution. Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed? We can help. Head over to SeekerSolution.com to schedule a call today. Would you or someone you know like to be featured on this podcast? Our applications are now open. Apply today at SeekerSolution.com and click on the podcast link to get started.